Y'all, hormones, it's impossible not to have them. There's over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our food, our water, the air, the clothes, the skincare, the dryer sheets, everything, child, is a scam to the hormones, okay? Plus, we have natural hormonal changes that our bodies go through. Like, what's going on with my body? Like, I am now in my 30s and my skin is acting like a teenager. What is going on with the hormones? Which is why I love Hormone Harmony. It contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Okay, so adaptogens help the body adapt to stressors like chaotic hormonal changes. It's perfect for women struggling with PMS, menopause, and more, honey. Y'all know I work hella jobs. Hormone Harmony has really helped me like regulate, especially like sleep and just relaxation and calming down and not panicking as much. They've got 17,000 reviews, so you don't even have to listen to me, but get into it. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at hormonemammoth.com. Just use the code GODDESS at checkout.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
What's poppin', congregation? It's your girl, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess, back with another installment of Scam Goddess, the podcast all about robbery, fraud, and those who practice it. That was me practicing my NPR voice. Did y'all like that? What y'all think? Y'all loved it? Oh, thank you so much. That's so sweet. Well, y'all, you know I'm very what? Yes, excited, elated. Today we have two amazing guests on the show. The first guest is a comedian, actor, host, author, mother, wife, and self-proclaimed fraud. Ew. You can check her out doing stand-up across the country, hosting Netflix The Circle, and soon you'll see her starring in a new comedy series entitled Survival of the Thickest on Netflix. Our next, we're not going to say the name right now, okay? We're going to keep it a little sneaky. I'm pretty sure y'all can piece it together for what I've said. Okay, we're playing a game right now. So our next guest is a writer, actor, and comedian. You've seen him in the reboot of Starz, Party Down. I love that show. And in season 3 of Comedy Central's Awkwafina is Nora from Queens. Together, these two mystery people. They host a hilarious podcast called Adulting with Michelle Buteau and Jordan Carlos. Listen everywhere you get your podcast. Y'all need to get on that adulting. Congregation, please welcome Michelle Buteau and Jordan Carlos. Hey.
Hey.
Oh, hello. My God. Do I applaud?
I'm like an auctioneer. So excited to have you both here today. I love all the shows that you're on. Sincerely love The Circle. Love getting to hear your beautiful voice drag people all throughout the episode.
My favorite.
Feel free to drag all of our scammers here as well. And Jordan, so happy that you could come back because your episode is a fan favorite.
Yes.
Aww. How y'all doing?
Oh, that's very kind. It's all about making the Texas connection, coming back and supporting you, one Texan to another.
And we need that. Look, the laws might be bad in Texas and maybe like 50% of the people as well, but the other half is popping.
The other half. Go for the other half.
We got barbecue.
Yes, we do it all for the other half.
Yeah, literally. So we always ask on this podcast, and either of you can go first, but what is your relationship with scams? Like, have you ever been scammed? Do you love them? Do you hate them? Have you run any that you can, like, get through the statute of limitations? Because we don't want, like, the F to be in the eye, like, at your door. But if you can talk about it.
I am actually from a family of scammers.
Scamily.
Yeah, it's a scamily affair. Let's get it popping, like Mary J. Blige says. But I'm talking great grandfather, uncles, mostly my mom's side of the family. It's a lot of it's a lot of second and third mortgages. Ooh. It's more than one social security card. It's a lot of betting. It's a whole lot of that stuff. So in turn, my parents have become very honest, to a fault, always on time, always paying their taxes.
Oh, always paying their taxes. Oh, I hate to hear that. I'm so sorry.
My dad, it was the international auditor, so they are on it. Yes. I mean, my mom taught me how to balance a checkbook before she taught me how to, like, you know, insert a tampon. So it's like, that's the kind of, thank you, everybody.
Okay, life skills. Okay, life skills.
Yeah.
You were writing traveler's checks at 5 years old.
Look, you know, so I was setting an alarm when I was five. Because I didn't want to be late for daycare, because she was like, late people do not make money. People don't like late people. And so I really, I have, yeah, from the rooted to the tutor, I cannot be late. You know, if I am, it's like a whole ass, like a big titty TED talk. But I mean.
So you're a blue blooded scammer. Well, you come from like a long line of scammers, but then your parents decided to go straight. Now you said international auditor. I like that. It's like them, the people who got Shakira, or what do they do?
Something like that. Something like that. But it was for insurance companies. Mm. So yeah, it's an insurance company. So my dad, who's deaf in one ear, speaks 8 languages. Wow. And he's just an amazing human being. And it's a real gotcha moment. So I could like never lie to them either. I tried, you know, I try to put like a little Hoochie Mama tank top in my backpack and shake my titties. But like, you know, it's, I like to come clean. I like truth. But I will say, the couple of times I have lied.
Wow.
Like oh, okay. At the doctor's right. office, when they always ask you how many drinks you have, it's like,
oh, on. Yeah, no, everybody lies about that. You got to say one or two. Like, if you say what you, they'll like haul you away.
I'm like 10, and they're like, a week? I'm like,
yeah. A month?
A night.
An hour?
And also on my resume back in the day when I first started, like really trying to do something besides stand up comedy in the back room of a bar at like Dallas BBQ.
Been there.
I Shots. Put for the blue drink. I put that I know how to ski and roller skate.
Okay.
And then I got a job where I didn't know I was supposed to be. What's the people that roller skate, but like real tough?
Oh, like roller derby.
A roller derby.
I was supposed to be a roller derby person. And I didn't know that. I didn't really read the whole thing. I was just like, I'm available for this audition. And I booked it. And they're like, what size skate are you? I said, for what?
For this.
For what?
For the skate.
What do I need to skate for? I was like, you know, this is really funny because I haven't skated in so long. And they're like, it comes back. I'm like, does it? And by skating, I mean, like at 8 years old, I would hold on to the side of the wall while everybody like zipped back, like past me.
Well, they were trying to scam you too. Talk about it comes back. It's just like riding a bike. No, it's not.
It's not. It really isn't. And so I have video of me trying to say it didn't work out. I'll send you the video because it's so sad. They had to make.
No, like, it's not. It's inspirational.
I mean, for who?
I mean, for scammers, for professional liars such as myself. Now, wait, when you got the job, like, is a roller derby mostly tackling? You could like coast for a few feet and then just mauled somebody, right?
No, not the way they were going. They put me on like a rig on the back of a small car, and I had to bend over and go like this. But it act like I was, because they were like, we're going to shoot it from the top up. I said, that's nice. Because when they put it on me, I was walking like, you know.
You were like, doing a Mary J. Blige. At the end.
I was. I was like Mary J. at the halftime show. I really look like Sandra Bullock at the end of Gravity, where I was like, I haven't ever done this with my legs. And they're like, this ain't going to work. Because I had to like walk and talk, which is hard enough without skates.
Yeah.
But walking and talking when you're acting, here's a tip for people who want to audition to be an actor. If in the scene you have to walk and talk and do something, you should actually run that scene with you doing that so you get accustomed to that, because it's a different part of your brain you use when you actually walk and talk and do something else. I mean, no one tells you that till you're on set and you're like, what is happening?
No one tells you.
What is happening?
I remember there was a scene that almost broke me. Yeah. I had to walk, talk, then turn on a garbage disposal that obviously for sound we could not actually have on. So I had to walk, talk, turn on the garbage disposal, then start yelling over the garbage disposal that wasn't actually there.
Oh.
Yes. It's so and you feel so fucking silly. You're just like, am I John Leguizamo in every movie? This is wild.
I was like,
what am I doing?
This is my Viola Davis moment. 36 takes. Just trying to
turn. Oh my God.
No, it didn't take that long. The budget on that show, we was not getting no 36, babes. I had maybe like 4, and I was like, I'm so sorry, guys. I swear to God, I'll get it.
But, oh my God. Was it Tyler Perry? Because you get one.
Oh no. Tyler would have been like booming the shot. And you toss the wig that the other actor wearing.
No. Tyler would have had a real garbage disposal. Be like, just talk over
Tyler
it.
Has a budget of one wig. He's like, we only have one wig per movie, so y'all, when the camera's not on you, throw the wig to the other actor.
I love a communal wig. That takes me back to college. That and like a communal tank top.
A communal tank top. That's a new one.
For sure.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. Jordan. So we see what Michelle's relationship is. Jordan, you've already done the show, but
yes.
Have you had any different experiences since then? Any new?
Yeah. It called to mind something that had happened in college. Okay. Now, I have to say, when you live in New York City, you're going to scam and you're going to get scammed. But because that's just life in New York. You got to. But what I did, I definitely pulled off a heist and a scam. I definitely embezzled.
Oh, what? $1,000 Jelly bean?
Yeah, yeah, I did that.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
embezzled.
I got away with the embezzlement. Yeah, I did. I defrauded somebody.
That's a new and ABC show coming to y'all. How to get away with embezzlement.
It's just like.
Yeah, I defrauded.
Okay. That sounds fine. They got a lot of money. Like, they're good.
They got
honestly,
much.
You were just reclaiming your funds. So how did this come about, allegedly?
Good question. Great question. All right. So every summer they would give out like little grants if you wanted to do like a summer internship and you didn't have it that. Right. So it was like, but it had to be very specific. Like the grant was for like, let's say you wanted to work in the automotive industry or you wanted to get like something in like the music industry. Okay. So you'd have to like write for a grant and then a company would give you that money. Right. So the closest I could find was like, to what I wanted to do was like fashion and retail.
Now, what did you want to do?
I didn't want to do that. I was like interning for Comedy Central. So, and they paid me $5 a day.
Oh.
$5 a day. Yes. Wow. In New York City in the 90s. So it was real. They just wanted, I was like, why are you trying to get, like, I don't want to spend the night on some roof or like, you know, in Grand Central. Like, I want someplace to live, you know? So
I also feel like $5 a day.
Fashion industry.
$5 a day. I would rather it be a free internship than $5 a day. Because now you're just
insulting me. Are you paying taxes on $5? Did you have to like fill out a W-10 and pay taxes on those $5?
Nah. They just gave me petty cash under the table. It was I was working petty. For it was it was petty of them.
That really
right?
is so, petty cash.
truly. So I was working at Comedy Central, like I said, and I was not doing anything fashion related at all. And but I got the money and I was like living pretty for the summer. It was great. I could afford a little something, a little ramen, whatever I wanted. You know what I mean? And I was like living on this guy's floor and it worked out. Now
you just like said you were living on his floor and it worked out. That's not working out.
How you have a whole sentence?
When you're
sentence started with I could do whatever I wanted, and then it ended with I'm living on somebody's floor.
when you're 19 years old, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? Like that's working. That's you're working it out. It's fine. It was fine. So like I had a roof in New York City. That's thriving. Okay. That's thriving. All right. So having a spot is thriving. So anyway, then when I got back to school in the fall, the office that had given me the money was like, so can you come back and like do a talk about your experience in fashion over the summer? And I was like, that's going to be really hard for me to do. It was very traumatic. And I saw sweatshop labor and I saw things I shouldn't See?
Ooh.
So if you want me to speak on that, I will. And then they were like, don't worry about it. So
see,
you better use that privilege.
Being black be coming in handy sometimes. You were like, yeah.
Look.
We can talk about how horrible the white man was in the stitches. They were like, okay, actually, never mind.
Oh my God.
I was sweating though. I was like, how am I going to get out of this?
Did you feel bad? Did you have to like go out to like a happy hour and spend all $5 to like talk about what you just did? Did you have to go confess? Because I know you. I know that your underarms were dank after you got off that phone call.
Yeah, it was smelling like some diesel under my pits. But like, you know, let me tell you something. I just revealed it for the first time on this show.
Wow. Exclusive. Oh.
Okay.
Exclusive.
I'm telling you. How did I not know? Yeah. Who are you?
So yeah. I do want to say, so you do this thing. You tell them it's too dark to talk about. I think that's so funny because the scam wouldn't work now, right? Because if you came back from a fake fashion intern and said that you saw atrocities, they'd be like, oh my God, bring your black ass over here and tell us your trauma right now.
Yes.
I know. Like, how far would this have gone? You're totally right, and I'm very lucky it was 1990 whatever it was, but like back in the day yeah, you could just kind of get away with it. I mean, I'd have to up my scam game, I guess.
Like, it would be like your Mrs. Doubtfire. It'd be like your Tootsie. You'd really but have I to go in.
My
you'd have to like hire people.
No,
I mean,
you no, but we say that, but you know what? I know that I could get away with it.
Oh, yeah.
Now that I just, a moment after saying this, I know I could get away with it out. You know how I know? I just go on ChatGPT. I'd be like, ChatGPT, how was my summer? Describe it for me. And it would just like lay it all out for me. I just go to a chatbot.
You're going to AI?
And they would give me what my...
Ooh.
Yes!
I would go to TikTok before I went to AI. The TikTok girlie's on there yelling about every subject under the world. You know we all have like a disorder now. I go on TikTok and find out I got new disorders every day.
This is why I'm not on TikTok.
What?
This is why I'm not on TikTok. Although I do appreciate a recipe in 40 seconds or less. I can't do it. TikTok is just people throwing stuff in a pan and then also just like combing, leaving conditioner through their hair and showing products. And then also...
Love it. I love it.
I mean...
Doing their makeup while telling you about a murder.
Yes.
That's a whole genre.
Yes. Oh my God.
They'd be like, okay, so I'm using the Huda Beauty palette today. So the young woman was jogging home when she was stabbed. Doing their brows. I swear. Oh, it's sick over there. I love it. But on that note, we're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements. We'll be right back with What's Hiding Fraud?
Scams! Ooh, do you feel that in the air? Yes, that is summertime. It's in the breeze. It's in the trees. And y'all know when the sky comes out, the thighs come out. And as the weather gets hotter, it's time to say bye to jackets and sweaters and hey to shorts and tees. If you've been wanting to update your wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, Quince is for you. Y'all know I love Quince. If you want to be looking chic year after year with classic pieces that you can dress up, dress down, wear around town, you got to get into Quince. They have premium European linen dresses. I have one in green and oh, when I wear it, it is a showstopper. Blouses, shorts from $30, y'all. Washable silk tops, which I told y'all I love those. I actually went back and got it in navy. I got it in the white, like cream. And I just know when I wear it, I'm going to feel like Diane Keaton on the beach thinking about my life. Like white cream? Are you kidding me? It's giving rich, okay? Quince is that girl. Y'all know you see me in their pieces all the time. Get into it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/goddess. Finding the perfect t-shirt has always had me like Goldilocks, trying on shirts. This one's too hard.
this one's too soft and it fell apart because y'all know I got it from a cheap website. And this t-shirt from Skims is just right. From fit to quality, it is one of my, like, these are my favorite t-shirts. I have three different ones. Y'all know I love me an Onyx because I'm going to be wearing black all the time. They have a cotton long sleeve jersey tee that I really like too because the material is so soft. But when I put it in the washer, she don't have a whole transformation or makeover. It's not move that bust when I take it out. She looks the way that she looked when I put her in. And we know we cannot say that for all t-shirts, okay? So you can have staple t-shirts that you can mix and match and wear up or down. Maybe we're going to a fancy night out. Maybe we're going on a date. Maybe we're lounging around the house. I love these shirts so much because I can do so many different things with them. It's like, I'm telling y'all, Skims, they doing it right over there. I got on the underwear right now. I can't give it up. I think they got me, y'all. I'm not even playing. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select Scam Goddess in the survey and select My Show in the drop-down menu that follows.
And we are back, and it's time for What's Hot and Fraud. This is where we warn our listeners about popping scams in the zeitgeist, or more often than not, we get a letter from you all. As always, snitch on your friends, family, and your enemies at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Just make sure the scam is retired because we don't want to what? Yes, fuck up your bag. Amen. I just need a fake person, a fake name for this person. My mom's going to kill me. I got to stop cursing and saying amen in the same sentence.
I love it.
You need a fake name? Yes. Clarence.
Oh my God, that's my dad's name.
I'm sorry.
Out of all the names,
what you trying to do to me? No, I like Clarence. We're going with Clarence.
All right.
I don't know if my dad hears podcasts. He knows I do this as one of my jobs, but you know. So Clarence says, and I picked this because y'all got the New York vibes, and so I feel like this is like in the community. This is a scam that we've covered, but maybe a few years ago. So you're new to the podcast. I just wanted to refresh you on this one. But Clarence says, okay, boom. So Clarence is black. Because only we start boom. Things with, love okay, it. Boom. So Clarence says, okay, boom. So I was talking to my local coffee shop. walking to my local coffee shop. Okay. When a car slows down, and a lady in the back seat flags me and asks if I can help her. I assume she's looking for directions. So I take out one AirPod and ask her what she needs. I get about 1 foot closer to the car when she rolls her window up and the man driving the car rolls down the front window and starts talking to me.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
Clarence is red flag number one for me because why the bait and switch? I know that's right. I mean, I kind of get that though because if you roll down your window walking next to me mm-hmm. and it's a lady, I'm more inclined to be like, oh, hello, lady. Like, what do you need?
Yeah.
And then he was like, actually, yeah. It's me, a man. I would have been like, ah.
Switcheroo. Classic. I love that Bonnie and Clyde of it all. Yeah. That's really good.
Have you ever been walking down a New York City street and see like a bunch of guys behind you be like, miss, you got a dollar by your foot? And then you have to stop, look at your foot, and they're like, hey, what's your name? Where you going?
That's a new kind of cat calling.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because I would stop for a dollar or a $5 bill, but here we are. So
I don't like that. I don't like
me that's, neither. That's, leave it alone. What? Don't stop, ladies.
What happened to Ayo blue shirt?
Not worth
it.
What happened
to... You know? Smile, mommy. Like, God bless you, sis. Like, no, yeah, that's
not the hecklers innovating. No.
Look. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Also, if it's in New York City and somebody says you got a dollar by your foot, you should already know that's a scam. Because if you got a dollar by your foot, as soon as your foot leaves, I'm going to get that dollar. I'm not going to tell you about the dollar.
I know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would stop for a new Metro card. True. Like, I'm an asshole. But here we are. The catcalling is wild. One guy said he wanted me. He couldn't wait to take me home to make him his coffee table. Like, to be his coffee table. What? I was like, sir... That makes no fucking sense. Yeah, I was like, you sound psycho and you should go get some furniture. Mm. Like, this is terrible.
You need one. You, need like, help. You, work for, you need to go to IKEA.
Yeah, go to IKEA. Yes.
Come on.
Is he just collecting people? Like, you're going to be my credenza and you're going to be my side table. That's insane.
The side chick is a side table. I can't. You have to go. And I was like, is he talking about my sturdy gait? That's not nice.
No, it sounds like it was something freaky, but I'm like, if you want to shout something freaky to me, you got to be the person on the freaky end. You got to be my coffee table.
You know, it was. I think it was something about all fours. I think it was something about all fours, and I was like, "Bye."
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's
disgusting.
I know. I look friendly, but it's just a double chin. I don't want to talk to you,
ma'am. So the switcheroo happens, right? And the man starts talking to Clarence. So Clarence says, he starts talking to me very friendly and then daps me up, obviously trying to build a rapport. Red flag number 2 and 3. Now, you done let too many flags pass. We done talked about it. It's just one flag, y'all. Mm-hmm. We're not at the Grand Prix. We're not.
Yeah. What's this, the United Nations? I agree.
Too many flags. We should have left. But I love this because I'm a voyeur and I will let some shit go on to the point of like right up until I'm about to get scammed because I'm just so interested. I was talking to, there's this new scam happening now where people will text you and act like they know you. And
yeah.
And normally I block it, but I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to start talking to him. But I fucked up and I put the shit on my Instagram story, like blocked the number out and stuff. It was like, I'm going to talk to him and see what's up. And then the next text that I sent was like, oh, well, you know what? Actually, it's not you. Like, da, 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 da. They were like, I just Googled your number. And I was like, oh, fuck. But I know
they didn't Google
my number because like there's an old number on Google right now that is my old number. But I know they probably just found my Instagram or maybe already knew who I was because I was like, damn.
Damn.
Wow. You know what's scary? Sometimes I get emails from people in prison.
Oh, that's nice. What level of
security?
What are they saying? I love the circle or like your stand up?
I don't know. Do they have Netflix in prison? Because those numbers count.
We'll take some streams.
Can you imagine? I probably do rate well in prison, but I don't open it because there's a whole thing you have to like accept the thing from a thing. Right. And I'm not opening it because I have enough dusty cousins to take care of.
You have to do all that accepting from a jail email? I thought that was only the phone call. It's a collect email?
No, it's an email. Yeah, they have internet.
No, but I mean, like, is it charging you for the email? Because I know the collect calls sometimes will charge.
Oh, but I don't know. They really should have had like this in Orange is the New Black so I can see what it's like. But they don't.
Man, I want to know what these emails
are. Yeah, with a call. They do that with calls. They do it with calls. But the emails, that's wild, though. I mean, how much do you think, if you were the warden, how much freedom would you give, Michelle? Do you think people should have access to the internet if they are in prison?
Yeah.
That's a very complicated question because I think everything can happen, but it has to be controlled. But we already know that that is something that, you know, will be compromised. But, that's a really good question. I don't know. I know my cousin went. I'm just saying my cousin went to jail when I was in college.
Okay.
And he actually sold my address. I was staying with my parents at the time when I was in college.
Yo.
He sold my address for cigarettes and some other shit. And so I was getting like a lot of letters from inmates.
Damn.
Yeah. I tell you, my family is.
You said it. Special. You said it. And.
Oh my God.
Sending your address is some shit, though. I hope he got at least a few cartons of cigarettes. I feel like your address is very valuable. I hope he got, you know, a lot of commissary and.
Yeah. At least some menthols off that. Yeah.
Now we're maybe. Whatever. Okay. He'll never hear this. But when he got out.
Moving into this.
He missed his boyfriend so much that he violated his parole to go back in to see him.
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
Well,
that's beautiful.
It is.
Lacey, I love you so much for trying to keep it positive. But this is not for those times. It's not for those times, honey. We don't have to. It's okay.
I'm dead.
It's okay.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
I'm cool. I know what love feels like.
You're doing amazing, sweetie. So okay, flags number 2 and number 3, which is a flag, two flags too far. But at this point, this is Clarence talking. I know whatever comes next is about to be a scam, and I'm just thinking, ooh, I can't wait to tell Lacey about this. Oh, I love this phrase. But y'all don't have to do scam or get involved in scam activity to tell me, but also do it. But I never told you to. Okay. So,
allegedly.
And
wow.
So Clarence says my day was light, so I had a little time for mess. I know that's right. So first thing I noticed is this man is dripping in jewelry, thick gold chain on, bracelets, and several rings. Second thing was that he's hot, which is why this attempted scam got as far as it did. Okay, we love a sexy criminal. Sometimes being sexy is the scam.
Yes.
So he speaks with an accent and tells me he's not from the U.S., but here on vacation with his family. Pan to the child sleeping in the back seat.
Where's Liam Neeson?
Right. Is that your baby? We might need some neck chops here because whose baby is that? So he also tells me his credit cards aren't working and that he needs help.
Yeah.
No specific goal or need, just help.
Is he a prince from West Africa? I am confused.
I just also love the vagueness of help because he was like, I'm not going to stop the bag. Like, I could ask for $20, but maybe you got $40. So I'm going to just say general help. Help!
Yeah. Well, that is very professional because you're leaving it open. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going to put 20 on it when you know they might have 50. So you're just leaving it open for whatever you can get.
Come as you are. Give what you can. You know, amen. So immediately he takes off his large gold pinky ring and starts trying to hand it to me. I refuse it because I've heard of this scam before. Scammers tell you they need money badly and are willing to sell you high quality jewelry for a great deal. Meanwhile, it's completely worthless. Yes, we've all heard of this scam. If you haven't, welcome. But if anybody tries to give you their jewelry, like, babes, it's weird. Take your ass to Jared. What are we doing?
If my mama told me once, she told me twice.
Yes. So I refuse, says Clarence, because I've heard of the scam before, right? He starts getting insistent that they just need help. Again, with that general help. We just need help now, damn.
Help.
And now he's being specific that it's for gas money. So the general help didn't work. So now he's like, okay, we need gas money. On the very slim chance that it was real, I offer a few bucks for gas money, which he refused because it's not enough.
No, this is like when I left Boston Market with my coupons and the homeless man said, I want something to eat. And so I gave him chicken breast. He said, I want dark meat. I said, bitch, go on. Beggars can't be.
Choosers sometimes.
Choosy.
I thought the enthusiasm would be like at a 9.
Wait,
no, I'm with you. I'm with you. I didn't know where she's going. I was like, where are you going? Okay, do it again. Do it again.
Beggars can't be
choosers.
The timing was still very off, Jordan. I thought she was going to be. Yeah, I even put my hand up to signal what we were doing.
It. Oh.
Oh, my God.
I blame the internet speed.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, you're good.
I was just saying, we are definitely giving like 80s movie volleyball team that can't get it together.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
And I love that for us.
We will in the end. Mm-hmm. I love it, too. Can I say one thing, though? That's exact same scam got run on me. And, they tried.
Yeah, okay. You didn't take
it. But, just know, be aware, as you're traveling on 95 South, I-95, when you cross over from Delaware to Maryland, that first rest stop in Maryland,
or
as we say, Maryland, beware. They there. Okay. It's that parking lot in the service area is rife because you're like, I'm gonna stop for some gas. I'm gonna get that chicken sandwich at Popeyes. I might get some crab cakes, whatever it is. They know, and they're lurking. So I stopped for gas. The exact same thing happened with me. It was just the dude was like, I got jewelries. It could be the same guy.
Oh my God.
I got these jewelries. I need help with the gas. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, that's not happening. And then to my wife, I was like, honey, let's get out of here. Right. And so she's like, what? I wanted to get some Cheetos. I was like, whatever. So we just rolled out as quickly as possible because it was just like, you know, in your bones when somebody is being, you know what I'm saying, when they're going sideways. So you have to hats off to your listener. But I was like, nah, we good.
We're not going to stay to find out.
I love
tracks.
That for you.
It was like,
because when it comes to scams, yeah. I'm like a white woman in a movie. I want hello, who's there? This isn't funny. Oh, like, I'm running towards the danger. I'm like,
my
brain was like, Clarence should have peeked in the car and saw what the tank was on. Was it on E? Like, let's see if he really needs gas.
Oh wow,
what's wrong with me?
Get no closer.
That's a special place to live, and I admire you. I really,
Michelle, I love that reserve.
I went as
judgment.
Fast as my Honda CRV could go. Yeah,
I totally. No, because you know,
yeah,
it's interesting because what sometimes you know, JAMA, no.
She was like, I'm running away. Jordan, I love that you also were like, now we're not even going to go in the rest stop. You're not going to get crab cakes. You're not going to fight anybody for a chicken sandwich.
No.
You just left.
No. Maryland is wild like that. I love the Black Riviera and everything like that. But it's just like sometimes like we're not doing it. And we didn't stop till we get to D.C. But like I went as fast. My Honda CRV has never gone that fast. Okay. My dad wagon was like...
Yeah. You were peeling out.
It was wild.
Okay.
And the kids were like, what's going on? Yeah,
you're great. I was going to say, I think that was smart of you, though. Y'all don't be like me, because I remember in college, there was a woman who was going around with a similar scam like this. She wasn't doing jewelry, but she was giving a sob story and then being like, I need like however much help you can give me. So no specific amount.
Yeah.
And she got me. She was a Black woman, too. I went to the ATM. I'm in college and I gave her $20, which in college money is a lot of money.
That's a lot.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. But then later I found out that she, like, if you didn't give her money, she was hitting people over the head with her purse that had a brick in it. Mm-hmm. It was in our police blotter.
Whoa.
Yeah.
If you didn't give her money?
This was gonna hit.
So something in your bones knew that I need to do this.
Yeah.
That's wild.
I was just trying to get hit.
Your intuition is fire. I just pretend like I can't hear people. That.
$20 or a concussion.
Because I have a very hittable face. Yes, I know.
No, you don't. Look, why do you say that?
Because people hit me in the face, Jordan. What do you think? I just woke up one day and just like had this educated guess.
Beautiful face.
Look, I love a nice freckled heart-shaped situation. Some people don't. And I've been countries where people, and I can feel it too. I'm just like, last time I was like on a train in Paris. I'm like, that guy's going to come over here and hit me on top of the head. And my friend's like, are you crazy? I'm like, I feel it. And sure enough, he came over. He looked angry. He bopped me on the head.
Damn.
No, he did not.
So you have the intuition. You have the intuition too, but you just didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
You were just like, it's happening.
I was like about like 21, 22, and I was like, should I get up? No, that's crazy. Like, okay, he won't hit me. Like, I was still listening to her, but I was like, I feel like he's gonna hit me. And yeah, man, people have hit me in the face. Like, it happens. So it's like, you need to, there's nothing better than your intuition.
Truly. So Jordan, you speeding off. Truly. And now Michelle, you know, like if you see somebody who looks like they're gonna hit you,
move on. Yeah, that's why I leave. I was like, even then, like,
that's why I pay, because I was like, I'm not getting a brick to the head. I didn't know what was gonna happen, but I felt something.
Wow.
Yeah, it was in the police blotter that look out for this woman, same description that I had seen, and I know because I spent time with her because I didn't have any cash and I was kind of getting out of it like, I don't got no cash. She was like, it's an ATM right there, and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But why a brick? You can't even do a half a brick. Like, you got to hit somebody with a brick over money? Come on.
At least you got it in the purse, so it's not going to leave no scratches. You're just going to have a concussion. It's just, you know, like, that was considerate.
I don't want any of that.
So to wrap this up, Clarence says that, you know,
yes.
the sexy scammer is getting really insistent and like, no, your gas money ain't enough. Like, I need more, which Clarence says is crazy because where else are you trying to go but the airport or the embassy, unless I was about to Clarence, you're hilarious. Unless I was about to bankroll your entire vacation of gas money off a pinky ring, like what? And so Clarence is like, at this point, I'm like, well, I can't help you. After I walked away, I had another thought though. It's the middle of the day on a busy street in Brooklyn. There's no less than 30 pawn shops within a 1/8 a tank of gas drive away. He was really just trying to scam me. Yeah. It's hella pawn shops in New York. Like, you could pawn everywhere. It's like a coffee shop and a pawn shop. So this man was definitely doing robbery. And that's another thing. If you're in New York and somebody tries to give you jewelry in exchange, like, first of all, what is it? 1892? We're not bartering. Like, the barter system is gone.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yes. So, you know, Clarence, you did the right thing. And Clarence, you're just like me. For real, boo, because I would have followed it to the bitter end. But as you can see, our adulting adulters here, the adulting podcast on the pod today, they would have ran away. So maybe we should become adults and run away.
Yeah. No, I think there's something like fun and mischievous about the way you and Clarence's mind work, where you say, let me just see. But for me, it's just so emotional that it's really going to go from 0 to 60. And I will be a Today Show interview. Like Hoda would be like, what happened? You look so happy. Now you just like beating somebody down with their own jewelry in front of their kid because they wanted $7 for diesel. And, you know, like now, like, yeah, like now I'm just like, you know, fucking up these guys' tires because he said something about me being a coffee table.
And now everyone's got a camera phone. And they're like, it's Michelle.
Yeah.
The comedian.
Yeah. They're going to be like, wow, Nicole Byer lost her shit.
And she also started bleaching.
Look, everybody thinks I'm Nicole. Truly. I know. We could not look more different, but everyone thinks I'm Nicole and people think Nicole is me.
That is hilarious and insane.
Since 2012. Oh. It's wild.
I get it.
It's wild.
I get it. I've been Ego Wotum for a long time. We both did UCB together for many years before she did SNL, and like we would be in the same rooms. Like she just finished a show, I'm coming in to do a show, and they'd be like, "Oh my God, Grace said out there," and I'm like, "She right there in the corner." Like we have the same person.
Oh my God,
yes,
yeah. I've been out with Shashira so many times. Shut up. What if I was like Kate Hudson
Jordan all day?
Me and Kate Hudson. Ooh, baby. Don't be in the same room.
Hey, Sydney Sweeney. They were thinking we both.
Oh, my goodness. I can't put my underwear on anywhere.
Love this.
Right? They're like, I love you on Abbott Elementary, bro. Like,
okay, that one is feasible, though. That one.
Everyone hates Jordan.
Oh, okay, I'll take that.
You need to get out here and start saying that you're Tyler J. Wilkins.
I'll take that. I like it. He's
great. I love him. I once did a movie with him. He's super sweet. Yeah. But I will say, Jordan, you should start doing that grift. Like, you should get out here and tell people that you are him. White people don't know. And they love Abbott. And they're still not going to know. Get out there.
It's crazy. I was hosting this luncheon and this lady, who's like a very smart lady. She was like trying to figure out climate control. She was a smart bitch. She's like, oh, can I get a picture with you to send to my daughter? I said, sure. She's like, we love you on Nailed It. We watch it all the time.
No.
I said, yeah. I said, take the picture. Send them to your daughter. Tell her you met Nicole Byer. Tell her.
I mean,
that's a good scam.
You're also
though.
On Netflix, though.
That's a great
you're
scam.
So much on Netflix. So yeah. I don't know. I'm going to give it to them on that one. They don't deserve it.
Wow.
They don't deserve it, but you are on Netflix a lot.
Ma'am, what is in that kombucha bottle? I don't.
You don't look like her at all. But I'm just saying, I'm going to give it to him because, like, honestly, Michelle, your last name could be da-dung because you are on Netflix a lot. Okay.
You know what, though? I actually, now I'm gonna admit to my second scam. I actually, somebody thought I was Wyatt Cenac and they hired me to do this thing. For good money. So I'm excited about that. But
Single day Mayo on a Friday in 2023.
Yeah.
Does Wyatt know?
Nah, Wyatt doesn't know. But here's I didn't like they were like, hey Wyatt, can you do this thing? They were just like, can you do this? Can you host this like this night wherein like, okay, there's a movie and then you just like talk about the movie as it's playing and then like you have a DJ in the back. I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. And then I was like, that sounds really fun. So they're like, great, 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 great. Here's the budget. I'm like, nice. And then they're like, okay, cool. And then we had a meeting, like a Zoom, and they're like, when you do talking at the screen, it's one of my favorite things. Oh my God. I was like, oh, I don't do that. That's Wyatt. But you already signed the contract, so
We're good. Is that what you said? You didn't say that. You're just like,
I mean, I said that in not so many. I was like, I was very kind about it. I was just like, yeah, I love when Wyatt does that. That's so good. Like, Wyatt's an X show. I've been on it, but I'm not like, you know, so like.
I don't know. They might have like, thought you were talking to the third person. That doesn't sound that clear to me. They're like, Wyatt likes to refer to himself as Wyatt.
Yeah, no, also, they knew who I was and they reached out and thought I did that show.
But also you these white producers need to do follow up, honey. But take the money, one. Two, you also host like a movie thing so that, you know, they probably saw it and wanted Wyatt.
Why you gotta be like that? But whatever. I'm sure Wyatt's fine.
He's doing great.
He's good.
Here we
He's
are.
Doing great.
He's doing great. He's doing great.
And
He's
we're doing great too. We're gonna take a break for some non-scam advertisements. We'll be right back with Historic Hoodwinks.
Robbery!
Do you have an unemployed roommate at home? You know who I'm talking about. Children. Yes, Whitney said they are our future, and don't you want to invest in theirs? I know you want to set your children up for success. Maybe you want to save a little coin on private tutoring because we know that inflation is high and these wages are not getting higher, okay? Which is why I love IXL Learning. IXL Learning, it's an online program for kids covering math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. No more trying to scam your kids as you try to figure out their math equations and their homework. And you know you haven't seen a trapezoid in about 20 years, right? So let IXL help you out. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And Scam Goddess listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/goddess. Visit IXL.com/goddess to get the most effective learning program out there for the best price.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
And from
And we are back, and it's time for my favorite part of this podcast, Historic Hoodwinks. This is where I'm going to regale Jordan and Wyatt with a famous con or caper group of criminals. Wyatt Tyler, Jay Williams.
And maybe, that's a lot of names to keep track of.
And maybe we love them, maybe we hate them. We'll see along the way. So today we're talking about Victor Lustig. He was a smooth-talking, well-dressed con artist of the roaring 20s that used his wit's charm and, you know, prowess to swindle victims using everything from magic tricks to the Eiffel Tower. So I love this pose. It's definitely giving 1920s. You know, I had to do it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love you set him up. You're like smooth talking, suave, debonair. This looks like a math teacher.
Yeah,
you know, like I don't know why this man.
He looks like the brother from Everyone Loves Raymond. He's got that Bobby Cannavale Mediterranean. My great great grandmother was black. Fucking
yeah.
Like
a little Sicilian, you know what I mean? I see what you're saying.
Yeah, there's definitely a port in his background.
I also
strong eye.
I love that this time period, like this was when men were not afraid to be balding. Like nowadays everybody getting
hair installments. I thought you were gonna say men.
Oh no.
Yes.
They're getting hair installed, plugs. But at this time they were like, yeah, I just got like a round kind of like donut situation happening and I'm vibing.
It is giving vanilla donut with sprinkles. And I haven't his ear looks like a fetus. It looks like a baby fetus.
Yo.
It's so big. It looks like one of those too big. You know when you get an oyster that's so big, you're like, who the fuck is eating this?
A dollar oyster.
Am I naked and afraid?
A dollar oyster.
Only if I'm on like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Like,
I know exactly what you mean. This may well be, by the ears alone, this could be Adam Driver's great-great-grandfather. You never know, man. So maybe like Adam Driver, the actor Adam Driver, who has giant ears and nobody. We need to normalize that conversation. that man's ears are so goddamn big, and people are just like, oh my god, Adam Driver.
He can probably hear us from the picture.
Yeah, I'm saying. Adam definitely heard Jordan right now. You're going to be at your door like.
Also, I do love, this was definitely before deodorant and this was all cologne probably. Like, this suit is definitely giving a wheat, red onion, outside funk. It's giving the funk.
He's perspiring for sure because, you know.
Yeah, it's not natural material. None of it's
no
natural.
Breathable.
The only thing natural is the 5 hairs on his head.
And I love how he has them coiffed. He has them placed real, like, you know, he's doing what he can. The best that he can with what he got.
Yeah.
So Victor Lustig was born in Austria-Hungary in 1890.
Sure.
As a child of, he was fluent in several languages. Oh, like your dad, Michelle, he was fluent in several languages.
LOL.
Including English. He quickly gathered skills. It's funny to be like, I'm fluent in English. Like, it just doesn't sound as good as other languages. So
right.
He quickly gathered skills as a budding criminal, from panhandling to pickpocketing to burglary. Mm-hmm. Okay. And eventually became a street hustler. So he was stealing from you wherever, your pockets, willingly panhandling or coming into your home and taking your things. He was also a talented card handler. And by the time he reached adulthood, Victor was so skilled that he could make a deck of cards do everything but talk. So he was making them cards do what they did.
Love it.
You know, yeah, like the cup and ball.
Are we talking about the cards?
Yes. maybe other things. He was good with his hands. So Victor rose to maturity as a criminal in the height of the roaring 20s following the World War I.
Yum.
During this time, people walked around with pockets full of money, and I love being nostalgic about the 20s because Black people weren't doing good. We weren't doing good at that time.
That is crazy.
But everybody will talk about flapper dresses.
Unless your name was Josephine Baker.
Yeah, she was our one. She was doing great. We were all living vicariously through her. So some of Victor's first victims were first-class passengers aboard the transatlantic ships, many of whom had recently acquired their fortunes. Thought you were robbing people on the Titanic. Okay. So when... Not Jack and Rose and them. Okay. So he ran their pockets before they got on that ship and started fucking, you know. So when Victor arrived in the United States, he quickly became known to authorities in 40 cities as the Scarred. Due to a 2.5-inch gash along his left cheekbone, he acquired it from a rival in Paris. Man, Michelle, you was right about Paris. They really harming people. Randomly. So, you know, despite him looking a little scary, he also earned a reputation as a gentleman criminal, as he never carried a gun, kept his own set of Ten Commandments, and enjoyed mounting butterflies in his spare time.
What do you mean?
I don't know what mounting butterflies means.
Okay.
That just means when you pin them to, like, let's say you have a velvet board and you pin them carefully. You take a pen. And,
like Silence of the Lambs?
Yes, very much so.
So you murdered him?
No, they were already dead. They were already dead. So you, like, you collect them and pin them to, like, a velvet board and put that, you frame that and put that on a wall.
You better put the lotion in the basket.
Yeah, you're a sociopath.
Yeah.
There you are. Yeah, totally.
That's like the classier version of strangling cats. It's like... I don't like it. So the
oh my god!
Here are the Ten Commandments of crime.
Okay.
Be a patient listener. Okay. So, like, not fast talking. That's not the con that he does, right? He's listening. Never look bored. Okay. Wait for the other person to reveal any political opinions and then agree with them. Okay, it's giving mirroring.
Oh, is this the first date or are we running a crime?
Hey, y'all, take this out. I'm hitched now. Take these on your first date. Let the other person reveal religious views, then have the same ones. Hint at sex talk, but don't follow it up unless the other person shows a strong interest.
In what?
Wow.
In the sex. Like, it should be like,
I know, but with him?
My dick hard. Anyways, you like smoothies?
What? Never discuss illness unless someone has some, I'm sorry, unless some special concern is shown. Never pry into a person's personal circumstances. They'll tell you it all eventually. Never boast. Just let your importance be quietly obvious. Never be untidy. Never get drunk. Okay. And it, and it's just 5 inches, or sorry, it's just 5 feet and 7 inches and 140 pounds. He relied more on his wits and charm rather than brutalizing his victims. Cause so basically they say he didn't have hands.
Right, right. Ooh, he could wash some hands. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's how you disarm people. I was actually thinking when I was looking at his picture that he does seem like a good listener. He seems like he would probably be a good boyfriend because he's so tired of all the lies he has to tell that he wants something real and true when he comes home. You know what I mean? And yeah, and he probably is one of these quiet people that don't trust people too often. So when you get them to talk, they don't shut the fuck up. You know, those quiet friends. Yeah.
And look at that eye contact. It's piercing. Like, I feel like he's staring at me through this photo.
Yeah,
through the ages, from the grave, he's ready to still put it on you. You know what I mean?
Great, so, great. So much for sleeping tonight. Okay.
So one of his earlier scams was the Rumani money box. So we have a money box here. So
got you.
It was a box roughly the size of a steamer trunk, because I know what that is. And it was like made from cedar wood, and it was like complicated rollers and brass and all this shit on the inside. He claimed that it would copy banknotes using radium, an exciting new metal that that was becoming popular as a miracle material. So he said he got vibranium in a box. And it's gonna copy. Yeah, gonna copy your money.
And I think you also, use cedar so you don't have moths, because moths are not attracted to cedar, which is why a lot of like rich people would always have a closet made out of cedar, so the moths wouldn't go in
there.
Fancy.
Love that.
Oh, I like that.
Please leave it.
So often he would become accompanied during his demonstrations by his friend Dapper Dan Collins, allegedly a former circus lion tamer and death-defying bicycle rider. Okay. Is a bicycle not a unicycle? I guess he was riding the bicycle very scary places. All right, we'll take it. So Dapper Dan would come with him. The way that it worked was Victor would pick his mark and then request a certain denomination of a bill. He'd then insert it into the machine, where he would take 6 hours before popping out an identical bill. It was actually one that Victor had placed in the machine before, doubling the amount of money. Victor would then take that bill to the bank with the victim to authenticate it. Once the mark was convinced, Victor would then sell the box to them at a high price and stuff just enough real bills in to be able to make his escape. So he was selling these boxes. I guess in the 20s, people had 6 hours for a scam, because that just seems...
Yeah. They definitely did. You remember encyclopedias?
Oh, yeah.
And that was the 80s.
Oh.
True.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Think about it. They would probably listen to like a baseball game on the radio or Little Orphan Annie or something like that. And then they come back and be like, oh, look, now I have more money. This is great.
I'm signing up for TikTok as we speak.
Right. Get into it. Go down those rabbit holes. So between his box, a fake horse race scheme that he was doing, and bogus real estate investments, the gentleman thief grew to become a millionaire. And in the 20s, that's like money. In addition to keeping by a code and wearing expensive clothes, Victor was also known for treating women with respect, if not just his wife. Wow. See, you said it, Michelle. You said it. He out here respecting bitches.
Why is he stealing from people? What do you mean he's...
I mean, are we all stealing from someone a little bit?
Yeah, that's true. I did two scams. Be a good person. I just admitted to two scams. You did.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, I love this. He was treating women with respect, okay? And they couldn't vote at this time, you know? So... On November 3rd, 1990, he married a noted beauty from Kansas named Roberta Noray. Okay, a noted beauty from Kansas.
Ooh.
I wasn't going to think Kansas was where. Sorry if you're from Kansas. Oh! I'm sure y'all baddies.
Why are you coming for Kansas like that? Kansas wasn't even a part of the whole. They were like, I love this show. Kansas is like, I love this. This is my favorite show. Like, everybody in Kansas.
The only time I've met people from Kansas is in Kansas.
True.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I know a lot of Texans in New York.
That's true.
Go on. I'm
yeah, because you be on tour. So when you go to Kansas, what they look like?
Yeah.
Like they're from Kansas.
See, my point stands.
Wow.
Y'all check out my show when she comes to Kansas.
That's the beautiful thing.
If you're sexy, pull up to her show so we can debunk this, okay? Mm-hmm. So, Vic.
I thought you said debunk. I said, oh my God.
That's up to you.
Oh my God.
That's up to you.
That's a different show, sis.
So Victor raised his family in secret. I don't know why they're in secret, but okay, Drake. He was hiding the world from his family. So he spoiled his daughter with illegal fortunes while protecting them from the unsavory underground part of his profession. You were right, Michelle. Like, he's keeping his family out of this, but they living good. He also spent a fair amount of his fortune on gambling and his lover. So he did have a lover. Billy Mae Scheibel, the madam.
Ooh, this hoe. This thought. This home rocker. She should audition for VH1's Love and Hip Hop. But she did.
Right.
That's
yeah,
right?
Let's give it Peter Guns and Amina for sure.
She looks like she would definitely. She's got a very. She looks like Mrs. Garrett from Facts of Life.
Oh my God.
If Mrs. Garrett was a hoe, she definitely doing stuff to the dick that wife wasn't doing.
Oh, for sure.
She.
How do you know what Miss Garrett was doing and not doing? You said if she was.
Ooh.
A hoe. I'm just saying. We don't know. We don't know what's going on in Facts of Life after hours.
No, I think Miss Garrett ain't going down like that. But this bitch over here look like she's sucking on a dick that tastes like red onion.
Oh my God.
You know they ain't washed their dicks properly back then. Come on,
they barely do these days. So back then, you know it wasn't.
You okay, Jordan?
Just taking it all in.
Okay.
Just
now, Billy Mae, Miss Garrett over here, she was a madam of a $1 billion prostitution racket. So she probably did have
the
skills.
She's also a businesswoman.
And if she getting millions, that means she knew what to do.
Yeah. She knew.
And when and how. And where. Yeah.
Winning.
And how. Yeah.
So here's the big one.
The oldest question.
Right. Mm-hmm. Truly. And here's the big one, right? So this is Victor's big scam. So Victor, and this is like his most famous scheme, it began with his arrival in Paris, May of 1925. I love when people were traveling in the 1920s across country, because I feel like you would just die. Like, I don't think I would ever leave the country I was in, because like a boat.
Not by choice, for sure.
Upon arrival, he commissioned stationery with a French government seal, and he stationed himself at the Hotel de Crayon and posed as a government official and began inviting top people in the French scrap metal industry to have meetings there. I love this time, because in 1925, who gonna check me, boo? Ain't no internet. Like, we gotta wait on word of mouth. Yeah. If I got paper, like, what's up?
Yeah.
I wish I could do that now. I was just in New York. I just flew back, and I randomly started talking to this lady when I was eating at this restaurant at the bar, and she was like, "Oh, like, I'm an actor," and I was like, "Oh, that's dope. I act as well." And she was like, "Oh, do you have a card?" And I was like, "A card?
Oh God!
Like a business card?
Oh God!
I know.
Yeah, let me run.
It's like asking for
quick.
A thumb drive." Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, people still replicate shit all the time, especially now, like, we've lost, like, all our blue checks.
Oh, yeah, that was painful.
We don't know what's true or not.
We don't. And now Elon giving them back to certain people and then forcing their profile to say that they paid for Twitter Blue, which is a lie. Elon, your ass.
You so too much. Wild. You too much.
Can he be done?
Then his rocket blew up.
I wonder, like, whenever I meet him, is it fucked up if I'm like, go back to Africa? You know what I mean? Is that fucked up if I say that to his dumb face?
It would be hilarious. I mean, we need him to go back somewhere. I don't know if we want to play Africans.
How was the moon? You
go back to the moon. I love that. There was like, I wish who tweeted it I knew, but they were like, you know, sending the man to the moon was amazing, but we didn't go far enough. We should have sent all the men and left them there.
Oh, that's funny. Except for you.
Yeah, Jordan, you could stay.
No, I actually would prefer the moon.
No, go bye, ahead. Motherfucker.
All right, then you going.
Don't leave anything you need, okay?
Don't let the door hit you, okay? Where the good Lord split you there. Go to the moon. So,
I want 5/6 of gravity. I want 5/6 of gravity. Let's go. Let's bounce. Literally.
So, he bringing the girls to the hotel.
Saying,
he got the the stationery. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like, oh, this paper is really paper and will come wherever you want. So the important message that he had to relay was this. He says in quotes, because of the engineering faults, costly repairs, and political problems I cannot discuss, the tearing down of the Eiffel Tower has become mandatory. So he tell people,
what?
We got to tear it down.
He put that out there.
He got paperwork to prove it, right? So he told them that the tower was set to be auctioned to the highest bidder, and that bids came flying in from buyers looking to purchase thousands of scraps of the metal of the tower. So he's like, we're going to tear it down, and everybody wants a piece.
This is the scariest and most powerful tool is fear and greed, word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also what happened in Europe, like 20 years later.
And putting them together, like, that's my favorite thing to be like, oh, I'm in such high demand. Everybody bidding on me. Mm-hmm. Hurry up. You got 2 hours. Like, that's how you get people going.
Right.
So eventually, Victor hooked a man named André Poisson, a newcomer to Paris. So he got a French ass name for not being from Paris, but he new to the city. So Victor managed to convince André that he was like a poor government director looking for a bribe, which meant like $20,000 in cash, plus an additional $50,000 if Victor could see it that like he got the winning bid on all the metal of the Eiffel Tower, because this is happening, right? So within hours of selling the Eiffel Tower and securing the $70,000, Victor was on a boat back to Austria. No, that's right. So André chose to never report the theft, fearful of the intense embarrassment he would suffer if the crime ever became public, which still happens to this day. Like, rich people get scammed all the time and they will never fucking tell you, because like everyone's, you know, it's synonymous, like being rich is synonymous with being smart, which is so fucking stupid. And that's how it is in America, though. It's like, oh, you got lots of money, you smart as fuck. Like, oh, Elon, you got inherited all this money and you like took over these companies and then pretended you invented everything that they did. You smart as hell. I hope that at least with Twitter, we get to see what happened with PayPal and Tesla real time, where it's like, bro, he didn't invent shit. Like, he's literally tearing things apart and then putting them back together the way that they were.
Yeah. I call it finger fucking the croissant if we were on British Bake Off. It was like, it was already there. Right. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, I love that. I want to take that. I'm putting that on my wall. That's my new mantra. So after no news of his crime hit the papers, Victor decided to return to Paris later to attempt the scheme again with a new group of dealers. He was like, all right, y'all ain't talking about it. I'm coming back. However, when he found a buyer this time, police were notified and he had to flee to the United States to evade arrest. So he tried it twice, but he ends up getting arrested because his greed, he like slipped up a little, you know, too many times. So several years after almost getting caught in Paris, Victor met a businessman named Thomas Kearns. And on December 11th, 1928, Thomas invited Victor to his Massachusetts home to discuss an investment. At some point during the evening, Victor snuck upstairs and stole $16,000 from a drawer. Victor, you should go to the bathroom and steal $16,000?
Nosy ass.
So that's a bold act of thievery, right?
Yeah.
So Thomas called for police, but Victor was able to sneak out of jail before trial. How you just leave jail? We got a mugshot of Victor coming up. In Chicago, Victor runs into Al Capone, right? And he convinces Al motherfucking Capone to give him $50,000 to finance a scam with a promise that he would repay double in 2 months. Al Capone, like a notorious murderer. Even looking at Al, I'm not tricking this man.
Yeah.
Look at his eyes.
Can I say why they may have trusted each other?
Yeah.
Why Al Capone may have trusted this man? Al Capone's nickname was Scarface because he had a scar along his cheek. Now, can you be Scar Bros? I think so. And that is why he's like, all right, I'll give you the money.
Scar Bros. Mm-hmm. He was like, we have a connection.
Yeah.
Scar Bros.
Wow, I never even thought of that like that.
Maybe. But also, he probably just has 50K laying around. So it's nothing if he kills him or makes money. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, it ain't nothing.
That part.
It's literally a notch on his face.
Right. Either way, look at those eyes. Those are the eyes of someone who's seen the life leave people's bodies like so many times.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
oh my God. So he did that.
So Al Capone.
Oh my God.
Like, so he tries to trick Al Capone. Victor kept the money in a safe in his room and 2 months later told Al Capone the scam had gone horribly wrong, but here's the original $50K back. Al Capone was so impressed by his honesty, in quotes, that he gave Victor $5,000 and his trust. That's what Victor wanted. Because remember, he was doing that little box scam trying to get his trust earlier, right? So in 1930, Victor went to business with a chemist named Tom Shaw, and the two began manufacturing counterfeit bills. So now they're doing crime together. Together, they put together so much currency that the government was worried that Lustig money would disrupt the American dollar. So he got his own money now. He like the queen.
What the? NFT.
Yes. So now the government is like worried about this Lustig money because it's starting to upset maybe the American dollar, right?
All right.
So Victor was eventually put away when he convinced a Texas sheriff to buy his Romanian machine for thousands of dollars. So he brought back that old box. He brought that old thing back.
I love it. I love it. And by the way,
so when the sheriff,
yeah, the sheriff, yes,
go
I'm
ahead.
Always jumping. I'm always jumping in with little facts, but I do know I know the size of a steam trunk. I know what it is. A steam trunk is that thing that would go, like, back in the old days, it was at the foot of your bed because people didn't have closets. So it was like, it was a trunk. It was like a box basically. And it's called a steam trunk because it went on a steam ship. And people would like tie them with like leather belts and things like that. And now, you know, and I'm sorry, it was killing me. And I'm such a nerd that I have to tell you.
You could have said it at any time. I know, I love it.
I'm a blurty nerd and that's what I do. So go ahead.
The more we know. I love it. So yeah, so it's kind of like a big device. So one would think like maybe this is making counterfeit money because it's so big and like has all these bills in it. It's funny to me that Victor sold this to a sheriff. Obviously, this is a dirty cop, which synonymous, right?
Yes.
The same word.
Big facts. Go ahead.
But I wouldn't play a sheriff because I just feel like the retaliation there could be too much. But Victor is bold. So when the sheriff realized that he had been tricked, he followed Victor from Texas to Chicago, where Victor convinced him that he had been operating the machine wrong and handed him a large amount of Lustig money as compensation. So he was like, oh, you just didn't hit the lever. You ain't hit the crank right. That's
absolutely
all it was.
It's auxiliary. That's what it is. Yeah.
So he gives him like a bunch of money and is like, here you go. Here's my fake money. Run off into the street. So ultimately, this attracted the attention of the Secret Service, who arrested the sheriff for passing counterfeit bills. It was Victor's mistress, Billy May, who finally tipped off Secret Service agents. And when she discovered... Okay, so she tipped him off when she discovered that he was sleeping with the chemist's girlfriend. Oh, no.
What?
So... When they were making this fake money, right? Mm-hmm. They're like printing it out or whatever. He started fucking on somebody in the scheme. And now his side piece, she's not even the wife.
Right.
But Billy Mae was pissed. So she told the feds.
I love that. I love, but where's the morality exactly here? Like, where's the moral compass? Like, his wife is cool with it, but she's like, you get with this chemist and now you dipping your beaker in her. We ain't doing this.
No. She said, I'm the only side piece. I am the only side piece. So I don't know what the fuck you thought. So she gave Victor's whereabouts anonymously.
No.
And he was arrested in 1935. Jail didn't hold him for long. The day before his trial, Victor slipped out of the window of the federal detention headquarters in Lower Manhattan. This man is always leaving jail. This is the second time he left jail.
Wow. Slipped out. Victor is, I got a party with this guy.
He was like, all right, y'all, jail was cute. I'll see y'all. Like, this ain't even Shawshank. He didn't even dig his way out. He just left through a window. Like, what kind of jails y'all got?
Slippery ones.
The honor system?
I don't know. No bars. No bars. Wow.
Right. Okay. Dozens of passersby watched him shimmy down the building, pretending to be a window washer before he made his escape. He was captured in Pittsburgh a month later and pleaded guilty to his previous charges, earning him a 20-year sentence in Alcatraz alongside his friend, Al Capone.
Al Capone.
So he got to jail and was like, oh, what's up, Scarface?
Scarface. What's up, Scarbros? I love that it had a happy ending, though.
Yeah, they got to hang out in jail, and so they died. That's really sweet.
Yeah.
Because Victor died at Alcatraz in 1947, although his death wasn't reported until 2 years afterwards.
Damn.
Mm.
Oh,
why did he wait so long?
I don't know. Maybe he slipped out, and they finally found him, and they're like, we got him.
What if he did slip out again and they were embarrassed? And so they were like, let's just not say anything.
I know, but apparently only one person ever like escaped alive from Alcatraz. That's like the lore, right? So they had to put him in a place where it's like shark infested waters. Like, you know, you can't just be pretending to be no window washer. We're not falling for that again. You know what I'm saying? We don't have it like that at Alcatraz. And then that's what he had to do. And maybe he couldn't swim. I don't know.
Yeah, you got to be Michael Phelps to escape from Alcatraz. That water is cold as hell. You got to have a wingspan and stamina.
Truly, truly. Oh my gosh. Wow, what a story.
I know. I think if he had stopped earlier, he would have been great. Like when he got that 70K, when he sold the Eiffel Tower the first time, he could have just chilled, went back to his family and his mistress and had a nice life. Your mistress got money too. Like, you didn't need to do this.
See, that's the problem. It's like you go too much. It's like that's the greed will get you in the end. You sell the Eiffel Tower once, I mean, you're a legend. Like, you have one side piece. All right. You got two side pieces?
Too much.
Come on now. That's too many pieces. You know, like, what is going on? It's greed did him in. It's greed did him in.
It did. And I mean, that's what does normally that's what does scammers in, is the greed. So he's no different. And I love that for him. And that brings us to the saddest part of the show, the end, where we have just scammer of the week. We're going to honor one charlatan who may or may not be worthy of our praise. And we're going to get out of here. If you've noticed that Michelle is quiet, she had to go pick up her kids, y'all. So Jordan and I are finishing out the show. So a quick scammer of the week here. A German photographer has rejected an award from the Sony World Photography Awards after winning with an AI-generated photograph. I actually saw this online, too. So Boris Elgazin won the Creative Open category with his entry, Pseudomnesia, the Electrician. That's the name of this photo.
Okay.
Alleged photo. Right. So this is one of the most prestigious awards in the world for photography. Right. This photo depicts a younger woman with an older woman behind her in black and white, as if it was like a type of photo processing. Right.
Right.
Or tintype. So this is like old-timey in photography, something that's like hard to do. It looks really old timey and beautiful. There's like layers to it. Right. So this is AI.
That's amazing. First of all, hats off to AI.
What's wild is normally you can tell it's AI by the fingers, because AI is not really good with doing five fingers. Like, there's always like a sixth finger. Like, if you're looking at a photo and you think it might be fake, zoom in and look at the hands, because normally that'll tell you if it's AI. But this one, there are like three hands in this photo and they all look real.
Pretty good. Yeah. I mean, that looks real, very old timey. Looks like these were racist ladies. And, you know, definitely. And then, so six fingers. So if it's a six finger man, like Princess Bride, then you know that it's AI. I got you. Okay. Thank you so much for that tip.
And AI is getting super weird and scammy. And I love that, like, I don't love this, but it's interesting to me that as we're starting to see more AI happen, it's happening to, like, this is obviously two white women, but it's happening to black people a lot. Like that AI Drake and the Weeknd song, or like how Levi's was like, we're going to have more diverse models than black people because we're going to use AI to make the models black. Yeah. We're like, no, we want you to pay black people. We don't want you to like make fake black people with AI. And I'm going to fact check this really quick, but I'm pretty sure.
This is wild. So this is, I mean, truly, I just know what to look for. You told me it was AI, so I believe you.
Yeah.
But I had just seen it. True. If I'd been flipping through photos or something like that, I would not know that it was AI.
Levi said they were going to increase diversity with AI.
I mean, that's just so great. So great. Maybe they'll make the models blue. You know what I'm saying? Like, who knows? Go Levi's.
And now we're looking at it right here. Like, it says Levi's will test AI-generated clothing models to increase diversity. The denim brand claims that the tech will be used to supplement human models rather than completely replace them. So they were like, oh, we're going to get more diversity. We're not going to pay you. We're going to make imaginary black people so that we can take your very real money.
Dollars. Oh, man. But, you know, I mean, maybe the robots are like, when do we get a seat at the table? 1001.
No.
Yeah. That's what it is. That's what it is.
Like, that feels just like the deepest racism. Like, we know they don't want us to have money, but damn.
It's like they don't.
Damn.
They think, they're like, are you happy now? Are you happy? You now
quit your whining.
Yeah, stop it.
And look, if y'all was out there giving your face to the AI bot so you could get them photos on Instagram, you know them ones where they was making you like a fairy or like really sexy AI bots. Honestly, I hope your likes were worth it. You gave up your likeness for some likes because now they got your face and you about to be a Levi's 501 jean model.
You know, no black people work at Levi's. When that idea goes to the top, Amber won, probably won, and he was just scared. He or she was scared to say shit. You know what I mean?
No, they said something because you know they hire us, and we be saying, I know, I put this like on my soul that when that Pepsi commercial was being like floated around with Kendall Jenner solving racism by mirroring that very iconic black photo with the black woman, I bet you it was Negroes in that room, and they were like, y'all, this ain't gonna go over well. And they're like, shut up, Jacquees. We know what we're talking about. Like, I know somebody said something and they ignored them.
Truly. Like, you're just here as decor, okay? Like, let us handle this. Yo, this has been, I learned so much from you. Every time I learned so much from you.
I learned so much from you as well. You've dropped so many jewels and like so much information as well. Now this feels like a very informed podcast. Look at
Lacey,
that, guys.
I've incriminated myself twice. All right. That's all I've done.
That's important.
Yeah.
I need that. But to wrap this up in a story, Boris has since shared, he said, I applied this as a cheeky monkey to find out if competitions are prepared for AI images to enter. They are not. Mm. What? A cheeky monkey? Oh, that feels racist.
Yeah.
And like, racist. Don't try to act like, that's like me trying to rob a bank and being like, I was just testing if y'all had good security systems. That's the only reason
that's,
I came.
That's what I'm doing. With. Yeah. That's why I came into this 7-Eleven. All right. And said, like, what's up? Is your security firm enough? You know? Yeah.
That's, yeah. I'm trying to help y'all. Take these cuffs off of me. This is research.
Yo.
So the contest has responded in kind and suspended all interactions with Boris, as well as claimed that they were aware of some AI generation part of the entry. Now they're trying to be like, well, we knew. Okay. Yeah. He told us, but we knew already. Anyways, yeah, they're both trying to save face here, and I love that for them.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. All right. And that brings us to the end of another amazing episode. I'm so excited that I got to have you both here. Yes. Michelle, Jordan, we always ask, where would you like to be found?
Ooh.
Socials, shows, anything you want to plug.
Oh, my God. We have talked about so much crazy shit on like my body. If I was murdered, like that's where I went. How would I like to be found? Instagram. I know. Instagram, that's where it's at. I'm going on a little tour this year. It's called the Tight Jeans Full Heart Tour, because I always say my jeans are tight, but my heart is
full.
And so, yeah, Instagram is where you can find a bitch.
What's that Instagram?
Instagram. Yeah.
It's Michelle.
Oh, my name.
It's just your name.
Yes. It's funny.
Yes, Michelle Buteau on Instagram.
Michelle Buteau, yes.
Y'all know where to find her. She doesn't have to. She knows the rules of scam. She doesn't have to pretend to be important because she is, honey. You can find her on the gram. And Jordan, where can people find you?
You can always find me on the gram as well. Jordan Carlos Official or The Realer Jordan Carlos. It comes up either way. And yeah, that's where I'm at. And you could also like listen to our podcast, Adulting, anytime. You know, we'd love to have you. Yeah.
Adulting. Y'all hear how good it is? They both hear Adulting.
Yes. Yes, Lisa.
Yes, I would love to. And if you want to find the photos of this large-eared man, you can definitely hear us from the grave. Scam Got His Pod. All platforms, but on Instagram is where we post the photos, and always snitch on your friends, family, and your enemies at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. And if you want to find me, DIVALACI Diva Lacey on all platforms. Congregation, stay victorying. Yes. Be victorious in your scams.
Yes. Yes. Own them.
Like Jordan did.
Scam Goddess.
This is
has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. It's produced by Judith Karkbo, engineered by Ryan Connor and Abby Aguilar. Our researcher is Kaylin Brandt. Stay scheming.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Meet the next generation of podcast stars with SiriusXM's Listen Next program, presented by State Farm. As part of their mission to help voices be heard, State Farm teamed up with SiriusXM to uplift diverse and emerging creators. Tune in to Stars and Stars with Issa as host Issa Nakazawa dives into birth charts of her celeb guests. This is just the start of a new wave of podcasting. Visit statefarm.com to find out how we can help prepare for your future. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.